Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are digital on FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, we're going to give you a little lesson in go-go music. Not the 80s pop band, the Go-Go's. Go-go music is a kind of music particular to Washington, D.C., from the clubs of D.C., and we are going to have a patented BPP-assisted listen. First, we're going to get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. Thanks. U.S. intelligence thinks Syria was building a nuclear reactor with North Korea's help. CIA Chief Michael Hayden will tell that to Congress today, according to a senior U.S. official. Israeli warplanes bombed a Syrian construction site last September. Governments involved with the raid, including Syria, have said very little about the attack. Now U.S. officials say pictures of the site show a reactor modeled after one in North Korea. The general most closely tied to Bush's Iraq strategy is moving up. Top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, will be promoted to run Central Command. It's a big job that oversees all the military across the Middle East and Central Asia. Petraeus was sent to Iraq to implement the so-called surge, which sent around 30,000 more American troops to Iraq. There are also 4,000 British troops in Iraq, and they're staying put for now. The UK planned to pull 1,500 out, but said today they'll delay the pullout. Police arrested several protesters during the Olympic torch relay in Australia's capital, Canberra, but the torch made it through okay. Kathy Harper has the story.
The Australian leg of the torch relay had already been shortened by authorities due to fears of scenes that greeted the torch in Athens, London, Paris and San Francisco. The 11-mile route was lined with security fences and hundreds of police. Police estimated as many as 10,000 China supporters and 2,000 Tibet supporters converged on Canberra. Many of the China supporters were Chinese students studying in Australia who had organised special bus trips from other cities. There were scuffles between opposing protesters early on in the relay and five people were arrested. Later, a protester managed to get through security and sat down cross-legged in front of one of the torchbearers. The protester was arrested and the relay wasn't disrupted. The torch's next destination is Nagano in Japan.
That was Kathy Harper reporting. Tough times for California farmers. A cold snap is hurting many crops there. Bob Hensley has the story from member station KXJZ. He is in Modesto.
Unseasonably cold overnight temperatures generated frost, which affected orchards and vineyards. Sutter County Agriculture Commissioner Mark Quisenberry says a number of farmers have lost their entire crop of prunes.
25 to 100% loss, depending on what pocket you were in when that 29-degree temperature hit. But we also have damage to late varieties of walnuts, peaches.
Frost damage appears to have affected wine grape vineyards. A spokesman for Allied Grape Growers says some members report light damage, but others say more than half their crop may have been lost. Agriculture commissioners say it may be the middle of next month before monetary damages can be assessed.
That was Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting from Modesto. That is your news for the moment. Remember, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
We were discussing the etymology of cold snap here. You know how those Modesto farmers are experiencing the cold snap? Are there any other kinds of snaps?
I don't think there's a warm snap. I think it's only cold.
Why a cold snap?
No, I think you should really research that and get back
to us.
I'm
on etymology.com.
Okay. But I hope that doesn't mean you won't pay attention to our next
segment. No. I'll be
It's going to be very interesting.